Good morning, everyone. I'm very glad to be here in Hawaii to meet you and to share with you my recent research result regarding the effect of short-term nitrogen application on the flowering of Phalaenopsis. I believe everyone here has known that Phalaenopsis is right now the number one floral crop around the world. And here, I'm sharing with the information in Taiwan. Yes, this is also the number one in Taiwan. And actually, we export a lot of Phalaenopsis to other countries. So the export value for 2016 was $129 million U.S. dollar. There is a concept that CN ratio is related to the flowering in many crops. So a high CN ratio may promote the flowering, and on the other hand, low CN ratio may delay the flowering. So the first question is that can we manipulate the tissue CN ratio in the Phalaenopsis? So could we do that by the low nitrogen level in the fertilizer? So if we check the literature, you will find a lot of controversial results. So some papers say that higher fertilizer nitrogen will result in higher tissue nitrogen, but also many other research kind of say no. So for those citations marked in purple, they are from my own research. So the next question is that can we manipulate the flowering of Phalaenopsis by using a lower level of nitrogen fertilizer? So many growers in Taiwan, at least in Taiwan, they try to use to reduce the nitrogen level during the forcing period, because they think that will result in higher CN ratio and will promote flowering. But from my own research, I did not agree with that. So in the literature, we will find kind of also, again, a very controversial result. So some people say that low nitrogen will promote earlier spiking, but many of my research, we didn't observe that. And the paper from Dr. Ishihara's group from Japan, they demonstrated that high nitrogen or very high ammonium nitrogen can inhibit or delay the spiking of Phalaenopsis. But from my own study and also the result from Dr. Yindong Wang, we did not find that high nitrogen level would inhibit the flowering of Phalaenopsis. So therefore, I conducted this experiment. So here, I used two Phalaenopsis cultivar. One is the standard size, standard type. So it's Sogo Euclidean V3. And the other one is a miniature type. So it's Sogo Lotte F2510. So I used a near mature plant. And you can see from the picture, they have a huge difference in plant size. And then kind of, you can also imagine that kind of the nitrogen has been stored in the plant tissue will differ a lot between these two cultivar. So I apply for nitrogen level. So I this is 200 part per million. This is the control. And the low nitrogen was at 20 part per million. And I also had deficient and also high nitrogen treatment. So the nitrogen level was achieved by the addition of ammonium nitrate, and all other elements in the fertilizer remain the same. And kind of this is experimental design, and then kind of 2 months in vegetative growth, and after that kind of cool temperature for the forcing. So we do 3 harvests kind of for the tissue analysis for carbon and for nitrogen. So here is the result that the data shows that short-term nitrogen application did affect the nitrogen level in the tissue. So kind of it holds true with both cultivar. So low nitrogen will result in the lower tissue nitrogen concentration. So then how about CN ratio? Yes, lower nitrogen concentration in the fertilizer resulted in higher ratio of higher CN ratio. It's very simple. Because with lower nitrogen fertilizer, the nitrogen decreased a lot. But for the carbon level, for all the treatment, they just remain quite constant at the range of 41% to 43% carbon. So the carbon, the CN ratio increased as the fertilizer nitrogen decreased. And we also checked the nitrogen gain. And we define the nitrogen gain as the nitrogen content after the treatment minus the nitrogen content before the treatment. So here we can see as the fertilizer nitrogen increase, the nitrogen gain will increase. And then we look into the different organ. And here we can find that the root in the zero nitrogen and the low nitrogen had a negative nitrogen gain. And during the reproductive stage, the shoot and the root in these two treatments, they both had a negative nitrogen gain. So what does this mean? It means that nitrogen has been stored in the tissue, has been retranslocated for the development of inflorescence. So the result is quite consistent with our previous published paper, which demonstrated that the shoot and the root of the phalaenopsis are the storage organ for nitrogen, and they can supply the nitrogen for the development of inflorescence. So the fertilizer nitrogen also affects the leaf number. So low nitrogen number will result in fewer leaf number. And this is the effect on the flowering time. So the fertilizer concentration in nitrogen did affect the test to spiking, to visible bud, to flower open. So they were quite significant for both cultivar. So it's statistically significant, but impractical. We can see that the difference in days two spiking was just about 2 day difference. So for commercial production, we are not going to do that. And for the miniature cultivar, F2510, so we found that higher nitrogen will delay the spiking by about 9 days. So with this graph, I think it shows more clearly that low nitrogen somewhat advanced the flowering, and the high nitrogen delayed the flowering, the spiking, the spiking to some extent. But the difference for the cyanotype phalaenopsis were very, very minor. But it's kind of the difference between the treatment for the miniature type phalaenopsis is kind of bigger. So the cultivar, the size of plant do matter. Okay. So how about the flowering quality? So here, the fertilizer nitrogen level did not affect the flowering number of the standard type phalaenopsis. So this is quite consistent with our previous finding. But the nitrogen level, the low nitrogen level will reduce the flower number of the miniature type phalaenopsis. So this is a final result. So fertilizer level, different nitrogen level, did not affect the flowering of the standard type phalaenopsis, but it did affect the miniature type phalaenopsis. So with low nitrogen during forcing, will reduce the flower number in the F2510. So here comes to the conclusion that Shorten nitrogen application during the 14th period did affect the growth of phalaenopsis, including dryway, tissue nitrogen level, and the CN ratio. But how about the flowering time? So it varies. But for example, kind of the fertilizer nitrogen level did not affect the flowering of the standard type V3, just because the plant is so huge, so they have been stored a lot of nutrient, nitrogen in the plant tissue. But nitrogen level during 14 will affect the flowering of the miniature type phalaenopsis. So here, low level of nitrogen will advance the spiking, and the high level will delay the spiking. But the best flowering quality still come with the regular nitrogen level. So even we can kind of change the spiking date by the fertilizer nitrogen, kind of, I don't suggest the growth to do that. I mean, so the conclusion from this study is that we don't need to change the fertilizer nitrogen level during the 14th period. And actually, from my other study, it's very important to keep supplying the phalaenopsis with nitrogen during 14. I believe my result explains quite well all the controversy existed in the literature. So the results are quite different. I think it's just because the different nitrogen pool in the plant material. So this is my talk. So I thank you for your attention, and I would like to invite you to the WOC 2020. So we will hold the World Orchid Conference in March 2020 in Taichung, Taiwan. I will co-host the conference, and we will discuss about all the topics related to orchids. So we have invested a good amount of money on the following highlight project, so including the conservation of endangered species, and we will invite more than 30 speakers to be in Taiwan. And I think more specially, we will offer the travel grant to 100 students from overseas. So I would suggest you to encourage your current student, your future student, and yourself to join us for the big orchid event in Taiwan. Okay, that's my talk. Thank you. And and I will be happy to take any questions. Hi, Dr. Crowley. Yes, I didn't check about organic, but I did do research about 10 years ago regarding the ammonia form and the nitrate form. So the phalaenopsis, they prefer nitrate form. So my suggestion is that the nitrate form should be more than 75%. Yes. You say that the squirrel will want double spike, right? Yes. The data kind of we demonstrated that with lower nitrogen, kind of the chance of getting double spike is higher. Yes, we got this kind of result not just in this study, also in other study. But the payoff is that kind of the total flower number is almost the same, even you got two spike. So the grower has to decide, well, they will kind of apply this data to their cultivation or not. You mean flower diameter or what? Huh? cloud come? Yes. In general, the nitrogen level did not affect the size of flower. But lower nitrogen level reduced the flower count, like I show you in the miniature type field analysis. Yes. But in general, kind of, if you are kind of growing the standard type field analysis, it's almost impossible to manipulate the flowering number by nitrogen application, because they have been stored a lot of nitrogen in the plant tissue. So difficult to do that on standard type field analysis.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.